This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. It's a slow time of year in Colorado politics. No general election, no governor's race. The state capitol is quiet, and the hustle and bustle of the legislative session is long gone. But for Senate President John Morse, this off-election year is shaping up to be one of the busiest for the Colorado Springs Democrat. KUNC State Capitol reporter Benta Berkland has more.
If you don't know anything about Senator John Morse or his voting record, he'll go down in state history as one of the first Colorado lawmakers to face a recall election.
We're in full-on campaign mode. It is a no on the recall campaign.
Gun rights activists and lobbyists are hoping to send a strong message by ousting Morse over his support of gun legislation, putting a limit on high-capacity magazines, and creating universal background checks and fees. The Senate president says he has no regrets about his votes and says he'll do everything to save his seat.
We also need to defeat this just in a grander scheme, bipartisanly, because we don't want special interests to be able to just buy enough signatures and force recalls every time they disagree with a particular vote.
But the El Paso Freedom Defense Committee, which is behind the Morse recall, says it's more than one particular voter issue. Jennifer Kearns is the spokeswoman for the campaign.
What you saw, I think, from the people was the people rising up to take back part of their state and to hold those elected officials accountable.
Kearns says Democrats, who control both legislative chambers, had a radical agenda this year, passing a string of controversial bills, including civil unions, in-state tuition for children of illegal immigrants, and new renewable energy standards.
What you saw in this session was a real government overreach, not unlike what we're seeing in Washington, D.C. these days. We've got, you know, the Department of Justice looking at phone records of Associated Press reporters. You've got the NSA looking at phone numbers and phone records of American citizens. And this isn't just about party politics. This really is returning the government to the people.
John Morse isn't the only lawmaker facing recall. Democratic Senator Angela Jaron of Pueblo, who also supported gun control measures, has her own recall to deal with. But even if both are voted out, Democrats would still hold a one-seat majority in the Senate. Colorado State University political science professor John Strayer says he doesn't see either race impacting public policy.
I think in substantial measure, it's a matter of symbolic politics. And I think particularly in El Paso County, it's an opportunity for the Republican Party to jump into the game again.
In 2012, Republicans lost their majority in the state house and failed to win control of the state Senate. But Strayer says he doesn't think successful recalls would help the GOP in the long run.
You know, if these work, the more rigid, right-leaning, pro-gun element feels empowered, it's going to exert even more influence than it has in the Republican Party and on the nature of their nominees. And it's certainly not going to lead to nominating more moderate Republicans. And it's moderate Republicans that that party needs very, very badly.
Already a lot of money is flowing into the races. The September 10th elections for Senator Morse and Jaron will also be the first since Democrats passed new voter registration laws, giving every voter a mail-in ballot and allowing for same-day voter registration. Jennifer Kearns says it'll be a rough and tumble campaign.
We have people fired up in Colorado Springs. People are very motivated. They signed that petition and they want to see this recall election all the way through to the end.
As for John Morse, who's term limited next year, he's fired up too. He says the state took historic steps during the last session, and it's a path he intends to move forward. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.